With wildfires and drought this autumn, this man lives in New York City.
It's about time that it rained. You know, the city needs a wash. You know, the city needs a little bit of moisture. You know, there's been the fires. So I'm really happy that we finally got some rain here in the city.
Too much rain in parts of the Pacific Northwest. A weather pattern known as a bomb cyclone has brought strong winds and lots of rain. It's led to two deaths and more than 350,000 power outages. This is ABC News. Susan Smith, accused of killing her two children 30 years ago, denied her freedom once again. Here's ABC's Victor Oquendo.
Susan Smith has been denied parole after tearfully making her case for freedom.
I know that what I did was horrible.
In October 1994, Smith rolled her car into a South Carolina lake while her three-year-old son Michael and 14-month-old Alex were strapped in their car seats. Smith then lied to authorities, saying she'd been carjacked by a black man, pleading for her sons to be returned safely.
I want to say to my babies that your mama loves you so much.
Later confessing to letting her car go into that lake.
Four foreign tourists, including an American teenager, are believed to have died from alcohol tainted with methanol in a resort in Laos. One Australian teenager remains in critical condition on life support. Boston sports fans will have a once-in-a-lifetime chance to bid on priceless Red Sox memorabilia, including four World Series trophies, at an auction starting Saturday. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Sunday, November 24th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., Cub Scout Pack 551 is hosting a spaghetti dinner fundraiser at Lena's Northern Pines Resort. Be sure to stop on by and support them and enjoy a delicious meal. Once again, this is happening Sunday, November 24th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. at North 16243 Lakeshore Drive in Butternut. The University of Wisconsin is officially down a coach. Stuart Waddles has more.
Former NFL coach Jack Del Rio's brief tenure with the University of Wisconsin has come to an end after a drunk driving incident. Del Rio, who joined the Badgers staff as a senior advisor earlier this year, was arrested Friday night after allegedly crashing into a sign and fence before leaving his car in someone's yard. The university announced Del Rio's resignation yesterday.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brumay.
Looking for a dealership that's truly here for you? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua is dedicated to serving you right. From new Chevrolets to top quality service, they treat every customer the way they want to be treated. Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95, exclusive diesels, and enter to win one of 20$125 grocery gift certificates. Plus, get exclusive GM employee pricing on select 2024 Silverados in stock with 1.9 financing up to 60 months to qualified buyers. Visit them at Highway 51 South at MinocquaCars.com.
The Bucks get another win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Bulls 122-106. Milwaukee is now on four of their last five games. Doc Rivers says they're playing better defense.
We've had the ability to get timely stops and good stops, and we got to keep doing that. We just got to play defense with a sense of urgency for 48 minutes. And because our lack of speed, we have to have better focus, and that's what we're starting to do.
High school football state championship games are underway at Camp Randall Stadium in Madison. In Division I, Green Bay's Bayport High School will face off tomorrow against Muskego. NFL, the Packers host the 49ers Sunday, kickoff at 3:25. The 49ers defense led by veteran linebacker Fred Warner, quarterback Jordan Love.
With Fred, it's definitely his athleticism. He does a great job at, like you said, dissecting plays, and he's usually in the right spot, but he's a guy that flies around the field.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Propane use on today's Wisconsin farms means more than just keeping warm. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Thursday. And in fact, the Propane Research Council is not only innovating the way farms use propane, they're providing some incentives to use propane. Details on the way.
Farming is full of up and downs, but with the right tools, you can navigate any cycle. Join Compeer Financial's Grain Vantage webinar on December 4th from 9 to noon. Hear from ag industry pros like me, Rob Sharkey, during this free virtual event. Leave with real-world strategies to help you manage risk and explore opportunities in today's market. Visit compeer.com/grainvantage to sign up. The Grain Vantage webinar, helping you take control of your farm's financial future.
Mike Newland, Director of Agriculture Business Development with the Propane Education Research Council, says today propane is being used in a lot of innovative ways across farms in the United States. For example, can you imagine propane fueling a system that steams the soil? He explains.
My background's agronomy, and I get excited when we can control weeds with heat instead of pesticides. And that's what we're doing. This soil steam unit that we've got, it's running in California. It just came back to California from Yuma, Arizona, where there's a tremendous amount of lettuce produced. The results of that unit are fantastic. We're sterilizing the weed seeds essentially in the soil bank, but we're also seeing fusarium control with that unit as well. You know, a product that we didn't think would have a fit for the Midwest, that technology may, in fact, over time, you know, it may take 10 years or whatever, may make its way to the Midwest.
Interesting concept. Mike Newland, he's the Director of Agriculture Business Development with the Propane Education Research Council, PERC. They also have created an incentive program where producers get money back when they purchase certain categories of equipment for the farm that use PERC. You can find out more on that. Go to propane.com/farm incentive.
No one should have to navigate herd health alone. Luckily, you don't have to. A successful operation requires teamwork. Visit bio-vet.com and let us help identify key challenges and offer expert solutions unique to your situation. We evaluate your full herd health plan and make economical recommendations to your operation. Learn more about our team and products for herd health at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
Hey, we'd love for you to sign up for our daily e-newsletter, and you won't miss a thing about Wisconsin agriculture. It's simple. Just go to MidwestFarmReport.com and give us your email address. There's a look at food news on a Thursday. I'm PM Yonke.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
It is going to be cloudy and windy with light snow changing to light rain this afternoon. Our high today, 43, with wind out of the north gusting to between 30 and 40 today. Tonight, wind decreasing, 32 tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high in the low 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
98 Q Country.
City singers singing about how they can love deeper than the oceans, higher than the stars above. Well, I come from the country and I know I ain't seen it all, but I heard that ocean salty and the stars they sometimes fall, and that would not do justice to the way I feel for you. So I had to sing a song about all the things I knew. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on a springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill. From the back roads to the Broadway shows with a million miles between, there's at least a million love songs that people love to sing, and everyone is different, and everyone's the same, and this is just another way of saying the same thing. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall. Snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on the springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on a springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill.
Cadillacs driving in a slow parade.
sometimes you need something to, you know, to wake you up in the morning. It's a good one.
98Q Country.
Jack and Diane painted a picture of my life and my dreams. Suddenly this crazy world made more sense to me. Well, I heard today and I couldn't help but sing along. 'Cause every time I hear that song, and I go back to a two-tone short bed Chevy, driving my first love out to the levee, living life with no sense of time. And I go back to the feel of a 50-yard line, a blanket, a girl, some raspberry wine, wishing time would stop right in its tracks. And every time I hear that song, I'll go back. Baby, at frat parties, college bars, just trying to impress the ladies. Well, I heard it today and I couldn't help but sing along. 'Cause every time I hear that song, I go back to the smell of an old gym floor and the taste of salt on a Carolina shore after graduation and drinking goodbye to friends. I go back to watching summer fade to fall, growing up too fast, and I do recall wishing time would stop right in its tracks. And every time I hear that song, I go back, I go back. We all have a song that somehow stamped our lives, takes us to another place and time. So I go back to the pew, preacher and a choir, singing about God and brimstone and fire, and the smell of Sunday chicken after church. And I go back to the loss of a real good friend and the 16 summers I shared with him. Now only the good die young stops me in my tracks. Every time I hear that song, I go back, I go back to the feel of a 50-yard line, a blanket, a girl, some raspberry wine. I go back. Watching summer fade to fall, growing up too fast, and I do recall. I'll go back to the loss of a real good friend and the 16 summers I shared with him.
I can tell that you're mad, and I ain't half surprised about that. Since the day that we met, it's always who cuts first and never who bleeds last. Rumors always turning and yelling and fighting, and wants to see your mind only one way you're driving. I know, I know, I'ma take the high road. Something terrible, and I'ma let you cool down while I walk out. You ain't messing me up like the times before. I don't need a ticket to your free show. Knock yourself out and hit a new low. I'ma take the high road, take the high road, take the high road.
You don't wanna talk about it, boy, that's no surprise. You come home smelling like liquor like every other night. If I catch you with her, you gon' catch me with him. You think
energized without the caffeine.
It's the best start to my day.
98Q Country.
We call them cool, those hearts that have no scars to show, the ones that never do let go and risk the tables being turned. We call them fools who have to dance within the flame, who chance the sorrow and the shame that always comes with getting burned. But you got to be tough when consumed by desire, 'cause it's not enough just to stand outside the fire. We call them strong, those who can face this world alone, who seem to get by on their own, those who will never take the fall. We call them weak, who are unable to resist the slightest chance love might exist, and for that forsake it all. They're so hell-bent on giving, walking a wire, convinced it's not living if you stand outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Life is not tried, it is merely survived if you're standing outside the fire. There's this love that is burning deep in my soul, constantly yearning to get out of control, wanting to fly higher and higher. I can't abide standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Life is not tried, it is merely survived if you're standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Life is not tried, it is merely survived if you're standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Life is not tried, it is merely survived if you're standing outside the fire.
Garth Brooks at 98Q Country. Joel here, the morning show. How are you? Good to hear. Good to hear. 21st day of November already. 1 week from today, gobble gobble, doesn't quite seem when the weather remains mild like it did up until today. Thanksgiving just kind of sneaks up on you. You're not ready for it here, but it's coming. 40 is our high temp today, and it's going to be windy. It's already windy out there. Wind gusts up to 40 miles an hour, averaging about 20 to 30. Might see a snowflake or a rain drop as the wind blows that moisture horizontally. So it's going to be a tough day to be outside today. Temperatures will remain, it looks like, probably in the 30s for most of the weekend here. Maybe even upper 30s. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all 3 days, 35, 37 for the high temperature. And our temperatures will remain rather mild right through probably Thanksgiving Day. That last few days of the gun deer season could be colder. Right now they're forecasting high temps, maybe upper teens, low 20s for that weekend after Thanksgiving.
So 40 again, our forecasted high today, and a windy day today. And if you got a recycling container or something outside, you better be sure there's something in it. Because Mother Nature is going to gust over 40, it looks like, at times today. Deer Hunters Roundup back on, of course, on Saturday night. We'll get her rolling, the Deer Hunters Roundup. Another big year of your calls and fun and prizes and who knows what else. Our web page is pretty close to being up and running. Oh, it is there, but we're still adding things to it, 98qcountry.com. And as always, we encourage you to shoot your photos to us of your deer camp. I was just looking at some of the basketball scores from preseason college basketball. Those are some ugly scores. Anyway, 114-63. Goodness gracious. Deer hunting. Anyway, back to the photos. Deer hunting photos. Yeah, we want them. They're always fun for us to see, and also for everybody to kind of see what's going on around the North Woods. So if you have photos from the hunt, whether it's the youth hunt, the bull hunt, the bear hunt, whatever, shoot us that photo, WCQM at civicmedia.us. You might even win a prize. We always give away some really nice prize packages for our youth and our adult photo contest. Twice an hour, news and sports. It's 6:29. Let's get you updated right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Republicans on the House Ethics Committee voting not to release the report on the investigation into Matt Gaetz, the former congressman accused of sexual misconduct, illicit drug use, and obstruction of government investigations into his conduct. Gaetz resigned his House seat after Donald Trump nominated him to be the next attorney general. After nearly a month without moisture in the Northeast, it is finally raining in parts of New York and New Jersey that have been struggling with wildfires and drought this autumn. This man lives in New York City.
It's about time that it rained. You know, the city needs a wash. You know, the city needs a little bit of moisture. You know, there's been the fires. So I'm really happy that we finally got some rain here in the city.
Too much rain in parts of the Pacific Northwest. A weather pattern known as a bomb cyclone has brought strong winds and lots of rain. It's led to two deaths and more than 350,000 power outages. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Saturday, November 30th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and Sunday, December 1st from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church in Fifield invites you out to their annual Christmas sale. They invite you to join them for their bake sale, arts and crafts, new gift jewelry, ornaments, Christmas decorations, and more. Once again, this is happening Saturday, November 30th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and Sunday, December 1st from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at 7233 Balsam Street in Fifield. Do you know a Packers superfan? Maybe they're even the most super. Lisa Hale has information on how to nominate them for the Packers Fan Hall of Fame.
The Green Bay Packers have begun their annual search for the next honoree for the Packers Fan Hall of Fame. Fans can nominate themselves, a friend, a relative, with a 500-word essay. The essay should describe the merits of the nominee and should be accompanied by a photo. The nomination deadline is Saturday, November 30th. Visit packers.com/FHOF for more information on how to enter. Voting will take place online and the winner will be announced in February.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Bucks get another win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Bulls 122-106. Milwaukee is now on four of their last five games. Doc Rivers says they're playing better defense.
We've had the ability to get timely stops and good stops, and we got to keep doing that. We just got to play defense with a sense of urgency for 48 minutes. And because our lack of speed, we have to have better focus, and that's what we're starting to do.
High school football state championship games are underway at Camp Randall Stadium in Madison. In Division I, Green Bay's Bayport High School will face off tomorrow against Muskego. NFL, the Packers host the 49ers Sunday, kickoff at 3:25. The 49ers defense led by veteran linebacker Fred Warner, quarterback Jordan Love.
With Fred, it's definitely his athleticism. He does a great job at, like you said, dissecting plays, and he's usually in the right spot, but he's a guy that flies around the field.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is Dave with your weekly fishing report from Kurtz Island Sports Shop in Minocqua.
Nice week to fish until weekend biting winds took their toll on all of the fun. With the temps cresting into the 50s until Saturday, fishing was actually unusually pleasurable for mid-November. Reading on lakes ranged from lows of 42 degrees all the way highs of 46 for the surface. Tuesday's forecast of rain and the highs in the 50s, that will be the last we see of the temps hitting 40 degrees for a while, so expect the inevitable. Muskie's been good. Strongest on suckers with lake temps now in the 40s, still worth casting gliders, twitch baits, as well as light rubber baits to draw attention. Best activity has been mid to late morning through the mid afternoons. Yellow perch is also still good. Anglers finding nice eaters along 10 to 12 feet of weeds using small minnows. Not jumbo fish, but nice eaters, 9 to 10 inches. That's all for the fishing report for now. A reminder that muskie season remains open through the month of December, but you can only fish from shore or a boat for muskie. You cannot target muskies through the ice. While deer season in the Northwoods has not been what we're used to, gotta say we're seeing some trail cam pics of nice bucks this year. Could be last year's mild winter helped survivability and antler growth. Signs of running good, so despite a late gun season opener, hopefully for some good success to our hunters. Don't forget to mark your calendars December 6th, 7th, and 8th for your 15th annual Kurtz Island Sport Shop Ice Extravaganza. On Saturday, we'll be serving fresh pulled pork from the smoker while supplies last. This has been Dave for Kurtz Island Sport Shop, and good luck, anglers.
Get hooked on adventure at Kurtz Island Sports Shop. Reel in the big ones with their primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurtz Pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurtz Island Sports Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
Warm up your holidays with JCPenney. From snuggly soft women's sweaters just $19.99 to festive family PJs now 40% off. Get ready for winter with all the comfy, feel-good layers you love. Wrap yourself in a warm faux mink throw only $24.99. It's more cozy, bigger savings for you. JCPenney, make it count. Offers valid on select styles through 11/21. Deals excluded from coupons. See store or jcp.com for details.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This Thanksgiving, gather at Northwood Supper Club in Fifield, where tradition meets taste. Join Terry for homemade delights from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thanksgiving Day. Enjoy a savory selection of honey and brown sugar glazed ham, tender beef tips, pork roast over wild rice with cranberries and pecans, traditional turkey with all the trimmings, mashed potatoes, green beans in a cream sauce, and more. Just $24 per adult, $12 for kids 6 to 12, and $6 for kids under 5. Make it a Thanksgiving filled with warmth and flavor at Northwood Supper Club.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be cloudy and windy with light snow changing to light rain this afternoon. Our high today, 43, with wind out of the north gusting to between 30 and 40 today. Tonight, wind decreasing, 32 tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high in the low 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
98Q Country.
Should be counting.
while we ran around. I don't know why you don't take me downtown anymore. Should be counting on you at my door. Did you forget about how we ran around? I don't know why you don't take me downtown anymore.
Country.
In a 4x4 Baguette, I'ma take the high road. If it gets long, have a little too much of something terrible.
She said,
excuse me, you look like you love me.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Got a lot of ground they ain't covered yet. There's at least another million miles under these old bus treads. So if you think I'm gonna settle down, I've got news for you. I still got a lot of leaving left to do. As long as there's a song left in this old guitar, this life I'm bound to live ain't for the faint of heart. So you won't fall for me, you know what's good for you. 'Cause I still got Oh,
98.3 Q Country.
You're all alone at a party. You want to dance with somebody, but you ain't got a clue how to ask. You and your girl had a fight, and now she's saying goodbye. She ran upstairs and packed her bags. It could be raining on your perfect vacation. You could be stressed about your work situation. Ain't gotta listen to me, but all I'm saying, ain't nothing that a beer can't fix. Ain't no pain it can't wash away. From the moment that it hits your lips, makes those clouds look a little less gray. It's hot and all that you're getting is a little nibble here and there. You're sitting watching your team losing that championship ring, and you're feeling like life ain't fair. It could be raining on your perfect vacation. You could be stressed about your work situation. Ain't nothing that a beer can't fix. Stressed about your work situation. Ain't gotta save it for no special occasion. Ain't nothing that a beer can't fix. Ain't no pain it can't wash away. No, from the moment that it hits your lips, makes those clouds look a little less gray.
Thomas Rhett and John Party in 98Q Country. Windy day today, batten down the hatches. 40 is our high temperature, and we're going to wake up here to about 30. What do we got going on out there? I really need to change my weather, the way I look at weather, because, you know, sometimes I got a new phone a couple of months back, and my weather thing went away, and I wasn't real happy with it, so I put a different weather thing on my phone and on my computer, but now it's not, it's just not me. It may be for you, but it's not me. Looking for a current temperature, and apparently this place doesn't want to give it to me. So, for, you know what I'm talking about, right? Change. Oh, change is hard. 40 is our forecasted high, and this is going to be a windy day today. That wind 20 to 30, and going to be gusting a little bit over 40 at times today. So, batten it down, the recycling bin, whatever you got going on outside there. Batten it down, because the wind is going to be a gusty one for today. We'll get to all the news. The Bucks found it. Yeah, they got it. They got it going now. They got it going. Won 4 out of 5. They're playing a little bit better defense, so they're kind of fun to watch lately. Packers gearing up for a game versus the 49ers on Sunday. 49ers not having a great year. They've been banged up all year. They've been really banged up, and they are coming in really needing a win, the 49ers. The Packers, I mean, obviously they want a win. They need a win, but It's not like, ooh, we better make this or we won't be in the playoffs. They're, you know, right there at 7-3. So interesting when a team comes in and they're a bit desperate. It'll be cool at Lambeau Field on Sunday. Probably temperatures in that 30, 35 range for those California boys and fans rolling in to Lambeau Field. We need some words of wisdom. How about that? Let's get our Thursday rolling here with Focus on the Family.
I've often heard parents talk about how hard it is to find time to engage with their kids. And I get it. I've got two teenagers, and life is busy. It's difficult to balance work, home, and the kids' activities. But I think the opportunity to engage is often right there in front of us if we'll look for it. For example, I was an assistant coach for my son's football team. It was during a time of year when several sports were going on at the park they practiced in. So every time we pulled into the parking lot, Troy and I would walk to the field, and row after row of cars had parents sitting in them, doing email or on their phones or looking at social media. Occasionally, I saw a guy taking a nap. Now, that one made a little sense to me. But I felt those parents were missing a golden opportunity. They could have been cheering their kids from the sidelines, putting an arm around them. So what if it's not an actual game? Even when the activity is something we might consider insignificant, we got to remember, it's not insignificant to our children. And most importantly, it's a chance to be engaged in their world. Sports practice is one of those areas, but there are many others. Spend 10 minutes reading to your younger kids before bed. If they're older, maybe grab a few minutes with them at breakfast just to talk over what the day will hold for them. Find what works for you, but the key is to look for small moments of connection to build your relationship. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Aim for the best at Ope Guns and Ammo on U.S. Highway 51 in Mercer, Wisconsin. Stop by and say hi to John and Amanda and discover their top-notch services like gun cleaning, mounting and bore sighting scopes, selling items on consignment, and handling all your ownership paperwork. Shop in-store for handguns, shotguns, rifles, ammunition, accessories, targets, and more. No appointment needed. Just walk in and get your firearms ready for the season. Veterans and military personnel enjoy a 5% discount. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 7, Sundays until 4. Close Tuesday and Wednesday. Find Ope Guns and Ammo across from the Great Northern Motel in Mercer, Wisconsin.
Did you know 98Q Country now posts some of their best content online for you to listen anytime?
Wow.
It's just at 98QCountry.com. Go to the top of the page. Here, I'll do it with you. 98QCountry.com. Yes, the numbers, 98, then the letter Q, country, dot, that's the period button down there, com, C-O-M. And then just hit enter. There you go.
Oh.
Now when you're at 98QCountry.com, simply click podcast at the top of the page. No, not the logo. You're already on the website. Click 98Q Podcast. It's in the top right corner. You click it once. Boy, I thought this was going to be easy. There you go. Some of our most recent and most valuable content is there, like Joel's reality radio segments.
Uh-huh.
You can even check on old shopping show segments to see what kind of deals you can take advantage of.
Uh-huh.
Even some of Gray's content in the afternoon show.
Ooh.
It's the 98Q Podcast section of 98QCountry.com. 98Q Country content available on demand.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Flo here from Progressive to tell you how you get more than great savings with us. You get customer service access through our mobile app, online chat, or by phone.
That's a lot of ways I can get in touch with you. I see what's going on here. You can't name favors, but I'm your number one customer.
Actually, we offer all our customers these ways to contact us.
Uh-huh. I'm sure you give just any customer your personal...
company.
...contact info.
Well, you did call us more than any other customer this year. So in that sense, you are our number one customer.
Get help from Progressive through the website, app, chat, or phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
See website for details. Millsap is not a lender and does not make credit decisions. Must be 18 years old. Not available in all states.
Honey, the credit card bill came and we're maxed out.
Great. Maxed out cards. Rent is due. Bills are piling up. We just need some extra cash to help us get by for a few weeks.
We should do what my brother did. He went to BillsHappen.com and got $3,000 the next day.
With our bad credit, I don't think so.
BillsHappen.com is different. They are one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with all credit types get up to $5,000.
I'm sure there's a lot of paperwork.
Nope, my brother said it was easy. He did it right from his phone.
If you have a regular source of income, you can be approved for a loan for up to $5,000 in minutes, and your cash can hit your bank account the next day. BillsHappen's lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history.
Great news! I went to BillsHappen.com, and we will have our money as soon as tomorrow.
Wow, that is fast!
If you need extra cash, go to BillsHappen.com. That's BillsHappen.com. BillsHappen.com.
98Q Country.
I am not okay. I'm barely getting by. I'm losing track of days and losing sleep at night. I am not okay. I'm hanging on the rails. So if I say I'm fine, just know I learned to hide it well. I know I can't be the only one who's holding on for dear life. Not okay, but it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I woke up today, I almost stayed in bed. Had the devil on my back and voices in my head. Some days it ain't all bad. Some days it all gets worse. Some days I swear I'm better off laying in that dirt. I know I can't be the only one who's holding on for dear life. But God knows, I know when it's all said. Not okay, but it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. I know one day we'll see the other side. The pain will wash away in a holy water tide, and we all gonna be alright. I know I can't be the only one who's holding on for dear life. But God knows, I know when it's all said and done, I'm not okay. But it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright.
All of your favorite country music.
I listen all day.
24 hours a day.
24/7.
For free.
Just pop it in for free.
Right here.
98Q Country.
I never liked the rain till I walked through it with you. Every thundercloud that came was one more I might not get through. But on the darkest day there's always light, and now I see it too. But I never liked the rain till I walked through it with you.
I hear it falling in the night and filling up my mind. All the heavens, rivers come to light. I see it all unwind. I hear it talking through the trees and on the window pane. When I hear it, I just can't believe I never liked the rain. Like the rain, I have fallen for you, and I know just why. You like the rain, always calling for you. I'm falling for you now, just like the rain. When the cloud is rolling over, thunder striking me, it's as bright as lightning, and I wonder why I couldn't see that it's always good. And when the flood is gone, we still remain. Guess I've known all along